We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It is episode 3 of A Secret Show with Karen Carson, Johnny Minge, and intern Anthony. And remember, this is not for kids. It's not to be listened to at work. We talk adult stuff here.
Yep.
Like sex and curse.
And curse.
Have you even had sex, intern Anthony?
Twice, oh, and I paid for it.
Oh, jeez. We're going down that lane already.
See, that is a joke we would not be able to make from the hours of 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on New 102.7.
That is true. And that is really what happens when we're off air. You two go at each other that way. But
Anthony,
you know.
If you were in Amsterdam and paying for sex was legal, would you do it?
No. All jokes aside, no. I skeeve the hell out of it. I would never touch somebody like that.
Come on.
Way.
He's Mr. Germ... phobe.
I'd have to spray their area with Lysol first.
Ooh,
When my parents visited Amsterdam, my dad made my mom go to the red light district.
And do what?
Just walk and look at all the
see if anybody tried to pick her up.
My mom was so disgusted. Like, these girls have fathers and they're in the glass cases.
Oh, that's right. They're in the glass cases.
They're on display.
Oh.
I have a friend that went to Amsterdam for New Year's Eve, and the prostitute's name was Melody, and he fell in love with her because she showered him after it was over, and he tried to convince her to come home to America with him and that he was going to take care of her, and she was laughing.
I'll save you.
She was like, no, sweetie, everyone says that. I make more money than you ever will.
Oh, my God.
That's what she said to him.
Well, if the radio show goes down, you know where I'm going.
Karen, are you a woman who goes to strip clubs? Would you ever?
Yeah, I've done it many times. Many times.
Like from the audience perspective or up on the pole?
I've never been on the pole. I would like to take one of those classes because I really think...
Get the hell out of here.
Why?
You're a mom.
You can't be so that means I'm not a woman?
No, you can't. No, no way. No way.
Oh, see, Anthony, you listen, first of all, it's a really good workout. Have you ever seen J-Lo on a pole? I mean,
yeah.
That's hard work.
A couple of times.
That's hard work. And I actually, let's see, it's been a while since I've been to a strip club. But in Hawaii, my ex was my boyfriend at the time. Mm-hmm. And he came into the studio to visit me at work. And I was like, oh, where were you? And he was like, oh, I went out to dinner with some clients. Three different lipstick kisses, three different colors. On his face. So I guess they kissed you back then. And I'm like, looking at him like, you lying sack of shit. I know that you've been somewhere that you... Who's on your face?
See, you should have known from then. God was giving you hints then. Get out of that.
So I told everybody at work, because I'm cool about it. I'm like, just tell me that you took your clients to a strip club. That's fine. But I told everybody at work, and one of the guys at work was the DJ at the strip club that my ex went to.
Oh, no.
Busted.
So he goes, have you ever been to one? And I was like, 21. I'm like, no. He's like, all right, we're all going. Guys, girls from work, we're all going. So we went for lunch.
Lunch?
Food? Wait, you ate food at a strip club?
I don't remember any food. I just remember sitting in the booth, and I was against the wall because I was kind of afraid. All these girls in Hawaii, the rules were you could be completely naked, and they served alcohol. So the only thing these girls were wearing were high heels.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, my God. And so my friend was trying to tease me, and he's like, oh, Karen's from New Jersey. Bonnie, why don't you go say hi? So she comes clattering over on her heels with her hands in the air and her boobs waving everywhere. She's like, hi, I'm from Jersey, too, and lays across the booth with, seven of us in there. And I'm having this conversation with this completely naked woman.
Did you get a lap dance?
No, we were just like catching up on Jersey stuff. So oh I got God. Over it really quick.
My God,
really
this young. Beautiful model is standing there butt naked in front of Karen. And Karen's like, so what's your favorite turnpike in New Jersey, huh?
Have you ever been to Rutt's Hut? No, seriously, that's what we were talking about. So I got over it really, really fast. And then when I lived in New York, me and my girlfriend used to go with a guy friend to Pure Platinum.
Never heard of
Pure
it.
Plat?
No.
It was like the place. Howard Stern used to talk about it all the time. It was like the high-end strip club. You had to pay $200 to sit there in a special section and have champagne and, you know, get lap dances. And everybody, all the guys would be like, oh, my God, a girl's getting a lap dance.
I love that this turned into strip club conversation. I was so in college, so trashy. My friends and I would cut out coupons from the college newspaper to get in for free at the strip club.
Oh my God. They did that?
And then we'd go to the strip club and there would be girls from our classes up on the poles dancing.
No. Girls you went to school with?
Girls you went to school. And I'd see the girl in like Spanish class and I'd be like, wait, didn't I get a lap dance from you like that?
Oh my
the dollar
God.
Bill was still sticking out of her tit in Spanish class the next
make
day.
Make a lot of money. A lot of girls do that. I mean, you don't have to have sex. You're in a bikini and you're dancing.
Come on.
And Anthony, upstate New York, we're not flashing dollar bills at them. We're flashing coupons. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got in free. I'm a big spender.
I'd make fun of him usually for being like the soft kind of guy that like he'd get nervous there, but I would get nervous. I'd be hysterical crying. I'd call my girlfriend and be like, listen, I didn't mean to, but I think I cheated on you. This girl sat on me.
Hold on. You've never been to a strip club?
No, and I never will. I think it's gross, and I think
come
it's...
Come the fuck on.
Johnny, you know what you have to do? You know what you have to do? You have to throw him a bachelor party.
We were talking about Anthony. Engagements.
No, I think it's cheating. I think it's all right. Besides for all right.
Why don't you ask Stephanie? She probably wants you to go.
She says it all the time. She was like, why don't you go with your friends? Just see it for once. I think it's funny.
Yes.
I think it's cheating. I'll go the night of my bachelor party. I will have so many asses in my face waving around. Fine. That's one night. But other than that, I will never, ever, ever go to one again. I think it's cheating and I think it's stupid.
You don't have to touch them. There's a back room where I don't know what happens because I've never been in the back room, but when you're out in the front and you're sitting there, you don't have to touch. In fact, you're not allowed to touch them.
Well, sometimes they touch you and they like graze you with a nip.
Yeah, that's happening.
I would have cracked a stripper in the face for doing that, ruining my relationship.
Then you go to jail. Then you get some big dude to literally physically pick you up and kick you out.
But did you guys miss what I just said? I said it happened to me.
What, you got kicked out?
When?
No, I got nip in my mouth.
Are you kidding me?
At a strip club. No, I swear to God.
How did that breeze by? What the hell?
Well, I was with a bunch of my friends, and they were all guys, and we were in college, and the girls liked my boyfriend. One of the girls liked my boyfriend, so she was giving me a lap dance, looking at him, and put her nipple kind of grazed through my mouth. And guess what happened? The manager comes out. Oh. He almost kicked me out. I'm like, I didn't do anything. I did nothing. I'm just sitting here. And that's when I was like, I got to go. This is out of control.
That wasn't the New Jersey girl, was it?
No, this was in New York City on 43rd Street.
Oh, my God. I am.
It wasn't the nicest place.
I am so bad in strip clubs. Like, I'm just not good. And Anthony, you're at the age now, like, all your friends are going to start getting married, and you're going to be going on many a bachelor party. Like, I have been to, like, I feel like 30 bachelor party strip clubs, and I just get awkward. I just get all, I sit in the back. I like, don't know what to do. The girl comes up to me and, like, asks for a dance, and I'm like, I get into a conversation with them about their goals. And like why they're doing this with their life. Like that's
probably what Anthony's going to be like. He's just going to be pathetic, sitting in the corner like, please get me out of here the whole time.
I think it's horrible. I think it's degrading. I think it's stupid. They can't do something else with that time than run around naked.
Who are you to say that? They'd choose to do that.
Karen,
he said you can't be a mother and be a stripper. You know how many strippers you just pissed off?
Yeah, especially there's a lot of single moms that need, it's really good money. Listen, you can be a pole dancer and a stripper and never take your bikini off and never do anything sexually and make some good money.
How a stripper that never takes her a stripper that never strips?
I don't judge these women. I don't judge them. I don't judge them. Sometimes you see some really sad things, but
yeah.
It's not always.
I wonder. So I haven't been to a strip club because I've been dating my girlfriend a year. and I have yet to go to a strip club while dating her. So I'm going to do something right now.
How does she
I'm
feel about it? Her. Have you ever talked
know.
To her about it?
No, I'm going to call her right now.
Oh,
and
cool.
Let's try this. Why not? Because I know Anthony's too much
tell
of a
her that
too.
I want to take you to one. And let's see.
Tell her I want to take you to one.
Okay. Oh, if she answers. Oh,
come on, Alicia.
Better as Karen, yeah. Do Karen.
Maybe it's a good thing if she doesn't answer. This could lead to a fight.
And we have another
call. Oh, God. This is never...
Are you kidding me?
Oh, come
no.
on.
No.
All right, well, you
right,
have
well, maybe
to...
she'll call
you
back.
Do, you have to do a little reconnaissance on that. Maybe I can't believe back. That you guys are not...
I don't know, like
partaking?
It.
It's... Okay, so when women go to a strip club and there's guys, we die laughing. We're slapping his butt. We're, you know, doing all this stuff just to make our friends laugh, not because
but
we're
that's different. That's like Chippendales.
Yeah, no kidding.
I have
so
a
you
question.
Do it to make your friends laugh,
I have
right?
a question.
Or no, to, am I totally missing the mark? I've never been to a bachelor party.
Well, do they show dick at the male strip clubs?
That was my, yeah, I was going to
no.
ask that.
I mean, in the little banana hammock they do.
Do you touch it?
No!
I was going to say.
But I do have to say the funniest thing. When we took my sister to her bachelorette party in Atlantic City, me and my other sister took her to a male review. They flipped her around and flipped her up on her shoulder, up on their shoulders, rather, with her face. I can't actually describe this.
Like a tombstone pile driver.
Her crotch was in the guy's face.
Yeah, I thought so.
She was on his shoulders but facing the other way.
Oh,
and
my
we
God.
Were laughing so freaking hard because he did it in like 2 seconds. She had no choice but to go into that position. Like, it was, oh, man.
Now, how is that? Okay, this is my problem with strip clubs and with strippers, male or female.
She
how is that okay,
on?
But then Me Too isn't? You know, like, to me, that's Me Too stuff.
It
and I don't
me
like
too.
That.
Well, guess what? If you are really feeling Me Too, that's usually the workplace, okay? That's in a professional setting. This is, you know, those rules are out the window when you go to these places.
That's like saying she's asking for it because she had a skirt on. I'm sorry. To me,
you
that's
think,
what that's
do you
like.
Really, you think that's the same thing?
I swear. To me, that's what that's like. I look at these women and I get nervous for them because, like,
well,
I know, like,
Karen
the crowd
guy.
That goes there and they just want to. To me, they just want to touch them whether they want to be touched or not. And it looks disgusting to me. It's awful.
I don't know what let to
me,
say.
Well, let me tell you.
I really don't because I just feel like they. They make their choice, and, you know, there are bouncers there, and when things do get out of hand, they protect the girls and kick the guys out. But then again, I've never been to a bachelor party. All I'm saying is I don't judge anybody for you know, doing what they do.
I don't want to blow up, like, some of my friends' spots, but I've seen some gnarly things at bachelor parties. Like, I don't even know if I could say this on the podcast. I know that we're uncensored, but some shit goes down. Like, we had
like
a back
what?
Room party, you know, well, besides like the lesbian shows where they're licking each other's woohoo.
No, seriously?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And by woohoo, I don't mean what you think. But like we've been in a back room where the strippers kidnap my friend who's getting married, strip him of his clothes, and then start beating his ass with his belt.
Oh, my God.
He had to explain to his fiance why
that
he had
hilarious.
Belt marks on his ass.
And so you feel sorry for him?
I mean, we were obviously encouraging the stripper to do more. The stripper actually ended up ripping his he was wearing, of course, he chose that night to wear tighty whities. Bad choice.
Just
they
that
ripped
scene
his underwear.
Makes me laugh so hard. Did you guys die laughing?
Oh my God, we were and we're hammered. So and the girls were loving it. And the more money we gave him, the more they tortured him.
That is and hysterical.
Man, that was in Canada. In Canada, you can get away with some shit. They then tied him up. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm saying this. They tied him up.
We're hanging on the edge of our seats here.
They bring this poor guy after this torture behind the scenes. They brought him out on the main stage like it was a pig roast.
Oh my God.
And then then they abused him publicly in front of the entire crowd with his belt.
Was he naked?
At that point, he was just his ripped
no.
tidy whities.
And he enjoyed this shit? Like he got off on that?
I Anthony.
Think
I would cry laughing if that happened to you.
I'd crack somebody in the face.
Cry.
I'd just run out.
Anthony, that would be the most horrifying thing ever to happen to you.
Just picture
you are
me.
Such an old woman. I
oh
love you.
Oh, my God. It sounds like rape. It does.
Oh.
To me, it does.
Oh, jeez.
Come on. This guy's being stripped of his clothes. His ass is being beaten. He doesn't want it. Then they're ripping his clothes to
okay.
make sure well, that somebody knows about it. Come on. That's
let's
all
call Stephanie
defend
right
these.
Now. Let's call
Can you call Steph?
Now. Yeah, and see what she says.
Okay, let's do it.
Wow, you're going to do it?
Yeah, let's... Hold on.
Can you put it through the board?
Yes.
Wow.
Will Stephanie and talk just, to me?
Oh, she's at work. She can't answer.
Oh,
after
you're such a liar.
That's
I swear
a
to God.
Quick lie.
She can't.
Of.
I swear to God, she can't answer after 10 a.m. She don't answer me till 4
p.m. It is 10 o'clock in the morning where people really do work.
Yeah.
Come
done
on.
With our show.
We're recording. That's
we got to get one of the girlfriends. I'm going to try Alicia again while we talk.
But Johnny, I really think that you need to take Anthony and just, you know.
Just go.
Give him some experience.
I would never.
Of a strip club.
The three of us could go.
No way. I'd be
Bring
standing
Stephanie,
there.
Then.
I would hold her hand. Like I'd
I've gone with my ex.
No. Fuck that.
Oh, God.
I can't believe she's not picking up. Oh, man.
Such a pussoir.
So, when I was in college, I dated a girl who was bisexual. So, if we went to a strip club together, she was getting more lap dances from the women than I was.
But she was getting them for herself.
Enjoyment, yeah.
If she was getting more from the women, who were you getting the lap dances from then?
Oh, Alicia's calling.
All right. Okay.
Answer. Okay.
Put it on speaker Oof. Right away.
All right. I first need to tell you, Alicia, we are recording, and you're on speakerphone with Karen and Anthony. So first say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you mind being on this secret show with us? Right,
the secret show?
Our podcast. Do you know about our podcast that we do?
Yeah, I just didn't know it was called The Secret Show.
Oh, thanks for support, babe.
Some girlfriend.
Alicia, okay. We have a very important question for you.
I got to ask you something.
And I totally support whatever you say.
Oh, God. I bet
like,
you...
I don't like this.
No. I'm not proposing.
Oh, God, no.
Phone. Oh, my God, on
oh,
a podcast?
Jeez, I didn't even go there in my mind.
Okay, you ready?
Not really. You're making me nervous.
Okay, if you don't feel comfortable answering it,
we are putting you on the spot a little bit, but you don't have to answer. You can hang up if you don't want to answer the question.
You can hang up if you don't want to answer, and we don't have to put this in the podcast.
Oh, just ask her. She'll be fine.
Yeah, I think she's going to be cool about it.
Would you be cool with me taking intern Anthony to a strip club?
Yeah.
What? Why?
You don't have to, Alicia, you don't have to say yes for the show.
I'm not saying yes for the show.
So why would you allow me to go?
Because I trust you.
What if I got a lap dance?
I don't think you would.
Oh. I literally just told them that I'm so awkward at strip clubs. Now, but what if I was at the stage and just watching the girls dance and a girl came over to me and grazed a titty on my face? Is that cheating?
Not if I know you're there.
Oh my God, you're so wrong. It is cheating.
I'm cooler than most girlfriends though, so.
Whoa. Yeah, I can tell you're cool. And so, yeah, because it wouldn't be his fault if a nip went into his mouth.
It wouldn't be my fault if a nip went into my mouth?
That would be your fault.
But how
it would
be fault?
His fault.
You don't need to open your mouth.
Nice. Okay. Alicia, they sneak them in sometimes when you're taking a breath.
Karen would know.
All right, Alicia, we've tormented you too much. So, all right, do you want to... Wait, now, will you come with me to a strip club?
No, absolutely not.
Really? Okay, we have to have a talk after this. I'll call you back after the podcast, okay, babe?
Okay, goodbye.
Okay.
Bye.
Oh, okay.
She's got the... Do you think she's pissed?
I don't know. I,
she
I
didn't
guess
say
I
love you to you when she hung
she
up
didn't
the phone.
She didn't say shit to you.
When she first started dating me and she knew that I would maybe take her onto the... Oh, and I'm getting texts from her. She didn't want to be brought into the radio at all. She didn't want me to put her on the air or she didn't want to be on camera. She's very, like, behind the scenes.
Sure.
Thank
That's
God
your
you're
thing.
Not famous.
It's your job. It's your job and she doesn't want to be part of the show. She has every right to not be part of the show.
She's texting me angrily. Wait, no, she's not angry.
She said that she's a cool girlfriend. Like, am I not a cool boyfriend? That, like, I wouldn't go to a strip club?
You're just a dork, and you have no experience.
But I feel bad. Like,
I mean, your own girlfriend is telling you to go to a strip club, Aunt.
She thinks that it would be the funniest thing to watch me go to a strip club.
You guys should go together. I've gone with boyfriends. I've gone with my ex.
Well,
it's kind of funny.
Well, now they're shutting down restaurants, so I doubt the strip clubs are going to be open.
Oh,
that's
true.
But it could actually really help your sex life.
Why?
Can it?
Yeah, because it's kind of a turn-on for, you know, maybe you to watch Stephanie get a dance or vice versa.
I can't believe that We didn't plan to talk about strip clubs, but this has been fascinating, guys.
This was the breast podcast we've done so far. The best one we've done so far.
Listen, I've lived longer than you guys, so I've been around a while, and it's something my girlfriends, well, my one, like two girls would go in. One of my best friends in the city and I used to go, and a guy friend would take us, because you can't just go on your own. You have to be kind of escorted by a guy. And I learned a lot. And I'm still a really good person, and I have values and morals. And I think it's, you can keep your values and morals, Anthony, and just live life.
While some random girl's bacala is waving in my face, right?
I don't know. I think you would have really great sex, Aunt, with your girlfriend.
Way to go, Karen. Smooth.
I mean, not touching the girl in the strip club, but going home and like doing a little fantasy action.
God.
It could be fun.
Oh, boy. Now, before we go, I want to leave you both with this visual. Picture one of these bachelor parties I was at, and the guy's dad was on the trip, so he got a lap dance next to his father, who got a lap dance.
Okay.
Oh,
a little weird.
I don't...
That's where we end today, Karen. Let's pack it in.
Before we get in trouble.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is our X-rated third episode of our secret show with Karen Carson, Johnny Midge, and intern Ann. Thanks for listening. Hey,
I'm in love with the stripper.
You can DM us at Karen Carson in the Morning on Instagram. Let us know what you think of the podcast, and hope you listen to the next episode.
Yeah, and if you're a stripper, send us your resume. We'd love to see it.
I don't know what to do with myself right now. I feel like I need to shower.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.